Welcome to Home of the Brave. I'm Scott Carrier, and I'm in Beirut, Lebanon. I just got here. Now I'm at my hotel in the Hamra neighborhood of northern Beirut, pretty close to the beach, sort of in between American University and the beach. It's a neighborhood that has been relatively safe from being bombed. So far, there haven't been any bombs dropped on this neighborhood. And it's a fairly liberal part of town. And it's about, I don't know, I'm guessing it's about 9 o'clock at night here. People are on the streets. There's a lot of cafes on the streets. There's still a lot of people out eating and drinking coffee. I'm a little tired. It was an 18-hour trip from Salt Lake City to here. Beirut, so far, what I've seen driving in from the airport, it's crowded, it's cramped. The streets are kind of narrow. And I asked the taxi cab driver if he feels safe from the bombing, and he said yes. Because they don't bomb here in this neighborhood. He was a Shiite Muslim who lives in the Dahiya neighborhood, which is the neighborhood that Israelis have been bombing quite heavily. He said he works at night, he works all night, and then goes home to his house in the Dahiya neighborhood in the morning. So far, I got in at the airport without a visa. You get a visa at the airport. I told the guy, the customs guy, that I was a journalist. And I gave him my business card for Home of the Brave. And he just kind of smiled and asked me what I thought about the war. And I said, I was disgusted by it. I'm against war, all war, but this one in particular has bothered me a lot. And he said, oh, you're a peace man. I said, yes, I'm a peace man. And he stamped my passport and let me go. But I've come because for the past year I've been following the war, if you want to call it a war, in Gaza. And I couldn't get there. They can't go to Gaza if you're a Western reporter. But Lebanon is easy to get into for a U.S. citizen. You don't even need a visa. So I figured I'd come here and see what it's like to live in a city that's being bombed with bombs that are made in the United States, from planes that are made in the United States, and see how people here feel about that. And since it was relatively easy to come here, I just bought a ticket. And I'm gonna try to produce, I'm gonna be here for about 2 weeks, not very long, but I'm gonna try to produce short segments while I'm here and post them perhaps every other day, if I can. Brought my computer, and I don't know, I have to see how it goes right now. I'm not really quite sure what's gonna happen. Yeah, I don't know anybody, and I really am fairly ignorant about Lebanon, I have to admit it. But my plan is to just walk around, or maybe I'll buy a used bicycle and ride around. And I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't know really if people feel safe talking to me, or if I'll find people who are open and secure enough that they can talk to me. I'm just basically ignorant of the whole place right now. So I'm going to be here for a little bit more than 2 weeks, perhaps. Things don't go well, I can always leave. and so far things are okay. I'm just gonna go up to my room and see if I can sleep, and in the morning I'll get up and start working, talking to people.